Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be A Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called When Teachers Stop Caring, The Quiet Danger of Apathy. And we talk a lot about burnout, exhaustion, frustration, and the grind of the job. But apathy? That's different. Apathy is when the light starts to dim, when you stop hoping for change because you've been disappointed too many times. I've seen it happen in schools. I've felt it start to creep in before even. And it's one of the hardest things to come back from, but it's not impossible. Before we get into it, let's talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing I'm thankful for, colorful classrooms. I'm so thankful for classrooms full of energy, color, and creativity. Those little reminders that school should be alive, not sterile. I've really worked hard to create my own classroom that is a colorful classroom where students get excited to come and learn in. Second thing I'm thankful for, affirmations with students. Whether it's a high five, a kind word, or a sticky note that says, you're doing awesome, those affirmations remind both kids and teachers why we do what we do. I actually have on my door 5 affirmations that we go through every single day as they leave and I give them an air 5. Those are so important. And so I'm thankful for that. Affirmations. Third thing I'm thankful for, fans. The plug-in kind. I'm thankful for simple comforts like a fan in a warm classroom. I think my new nickname for my classroom is the hot box. I'm talking to the school about what can be done about it because, oh boy, it was over 80 degrees today for most of the day in my classroom, and we haven't even hit some of the days where it's going to be really pumping in heat into the classrooms, and I got to get something figured out. But I had a fan going today, and I'm so thankful for it. Sometimes a little breeze changes everything, and it can help. I don't know if it helped too terribly much, but it helped something, you know? So sometimes a little breeze changes everything in the air and in the mood, right? So I got to figure something out more, and hopefully we can get something going. But I am thankful that I had a fan nonetheless in my classroom. All right, so let's get into the main topic, everyone. So the main topic again is when teachers stop caring, the quiet danger of apathy. So let's talk about what teacher apathy looks like. Apathy isn't always obvious. It's quiet. No fireworks, no tears. It's showing up, but not really showing up. It's when enthusiasm fades and really cynicism fills that space. It's when teachers stop fighting for better because they no longer believe better is possible. Now, apathy doesn't happen overnight. It's a slow fading of purpose. Let's talk about how apathy develops. Apathy develops, it grows where hope has been worn down. It can come from constant mandates, lack of support, or feeling unheard. Sometimes it comes from grief, watching students struggle while feeling powerless to help. Or from survival, See, teachers emotionally detaching because caring too deeply has become too painful. And let's be real, teachers care so deeply, and it's tough because sometimes when we care so deeply, it can have, it's like that's almost like if you know if students are going through some sort of traumatic situation, it's like that secondhand trauma that teachers can deal with, knowing that maybe a student's going through a painful thing or has gone through a painful thing. It's tough, y'all. And so you can get teachers who will emotionally detach because when they care so deeply, it becomes too terribly painful. And when passion meets a wall too many times, it starts to run into protection, like a self-preservation type of mode. So let's talk about why it's dangerous. Apathy spreads silently through staff culture. When enough people stop believing, momentum dies. Students start feeling it too. They sense when adults aren't invested. Apathy kills innovation faster than any budget could ever. Think about that. It's the opposite of funky. It's flat. It's lifeless. So let's talk about recognizing the signs in yourself around apathy. So you might start to dread collaboration because nothing changes anyways. You might stop decorating your room. Stop greeting kids with energy. The spark is gone, replaced by resignation. That's not failure, y'all. It's not. Some people might say it's failure or giving up. It's fatigue. And it's a sign you need renewal, not guilt. I don't want to guilt someone who gets into that, a teacher who gets into that apathetic type of state. That teacher needs renewal though, y'all. So let's talk about how do you reignite the flame? It's so cliche. I know it is. And I bet you know what I'm going to say. Reconnect to your why. Go back to the story of how you started. Remember that first moment that you knew this mattered. I can still think back about when I decided on my why when I first worked with students when I was a high school student working, doing some service learning, doing some volunteer work in an elementary school with an after-school program. I remember going multiple meetings and having such a headache, not being able to stand going there and just sitting there. And I thought it was such a waste of time until the teacher of this after-school program had asked me to teach some first aid stuff to the students, some very basic elementary level first aid stuff. Like if you get a cut, what do you do? If you get a scraped knee, what do you do? Just very basic things. So I remember getting up in front of students and having their eyes light up, y'all. And that goes straight back to my why, seeing how impactful that was when I got up in front of them and I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I didn't know how to put together a lesson plan. And I watched these kids' eyes light up, and that ties directly into the why. It is cliche, I think, and it's sometimes done in a way where it's not said in an authentic way. It's like, oh, just remember your why. You're burnt out because you forgot your why. Well, if it's said in a kind of a toxic way, remember your why. Absolutely. Then it's almost condescending. But truly though, reconnect with your why. I think any profession, if you lose touch of why you got into it, gotta remember your why. And so I encourage you to go back to that story when you started and that first moment you knew that the work of an educator matters. I want to encourage you to do something creative. Do something creative. Now, change your routine up, start a class project, or just rearrange your space. Movement sparks momentum. Movement sparks momentum. I so want to encourage you to do something. Right now, we're doing a student podcast that I'm working on with students and getting it going. We're going to be going live with it very soon here, where it'll be up and posted, where it's a student-run podcast for students, uplifting their voices, talking about Native culture, talking about things that are meaningful and purposeful to them, trying to give my fifth grade students a voice, y'all. And that has put a spark in me. I'm so excited to be working with them, and they're excited. We're bringing so many English language arts skills into this project. It's such a powerful thing, y'all. Such a powerful thing. So I want to encourage you to do something creative. I've done some really cool inquiry-based projects with some Great Americans research and wax museums, some different hands-on projects involved like helping the community in different ways, whether it's helping the homeless or helping military men and women with care packages. There's so many cool creative things that y'all can do that can help combat that apathy, y'all. So do something creative and find your people. That's another thing. Sit with those who still believe. See, hope is contagious too. So find your people, sit with those people who are contagious. That's one of the things I always do. I've taught now in 4 different buildings. And one of the things I do is I always look for the influencers in the building, the positive influencers. Typically, most schools have positive influencers, and they also have some not so positive influencers. I look at the positive influencers who are truly making a difference, who are fired up to be teaching, and I align myself with them. Not in a way where it's manipulation, but in a way where I want to be associated with positive, influential people because they make a difference, and I want to make a difference. And that alignment where I connect with positive, influential people, it elevates my own thinking, y'all. And so sit with those who still believe, who are fired up, who teach like their hair is on fire, who's excited to come in every day because hope is contagious. I encourage you, find your people. Next thing, set boundaries. Boy, if we haven't talked about boundaries in the podcast, and we're going to keep talking about boundaries because I think that there's still a lot of teachers who don't set the boundaries, and it's burning them out, and it's pushing them into an apathetic state where they're not protecting their peace. I want to encourage you to protect your peace so you can protect your purpose. I'll say that again because it's going to be in the test. Protect your peace so you can protect your purpose and not slide into some apathetic type of state. And then celebrate the small wins, y'all. Sometimes the only thing between apathy and energy is noticing what's still good. Apathy and energy, there can be a fine line sometimes where the differentiation is noticing what's still good, y'all. Now, let's talk about the leadership role. Administrators have the power to either feed apathy or to fight it. Teachers need to feel trusted, seen, and supported, not just evaluated. Schools that thrive build belonging, not compliance. And when teachers prioritize wellness and voice, teachers rediscover their spark, y'all. Now, a funky word forward here, moving forward. Being funky means refusing to go numb. It means choosing passion over passive. It's saying, I might be tired, but I still care. It's laughing again, dancing again, believing again. Funky teachers don't deny the hard. They bring light through it, y'all. So as we do a reflective closure here, apathy is the quiet quitting of the heart. It's not laziness, it's loss. But loss, you see, it can be healed with hope. You can't control every policy, but you can protect your passion. You can be the teacher who keeps caring even when it's not easy. It's not easy to keep caring sometimes, but you can be the teacher who keeps on caring anyways. You can be the one who sparks the light again for yourself, for your colleagues, and most importantly, for your students, because sometimes the cure for apathy is just one moment of genuine connection, y'all. Well, I hope that you found value in this episode. If you did, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.